It's Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Brought to you in part by Iberia Sports and Rehab, Height, Mindell, Grubbs, and Dalbor, Swing Insurance, Blazon Specialties, Additive Solutions, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, The Quarter Tavern, Arsenal Ford, Frank Specialty Fitness Equipment, and Action Specialties. Now, here's Coach Indes.
All right, let's add L.A. Classic Roofing, the official roofing contractor of Bayou Sports and Grittick. General Electrical and General Contractors, we'll be talking about them in a minute. Turbo, good morning. I'm still high off of yesterday's show.
Yeah, it was pretty smooth. Eric also adds a little levity to, I should say, to
no
our
doubt,
show.
No doubt, no doubt. And the feedback, you know, it's just funny, paying it forward, whatever you want to call it, but so... This show has really morphed into just a lot of affirmation, a lot of positivity, and these wonderful people. And the way the show's being affirmed in public, the text I'm getting, Mike Pesson yesterday sent me just laughing about Leon. He said if that would have actually been Leon on the phone, that would have just been perfect. So Leon,
it
would have just been perfect.
And I really thought it was, too, yeah. To be honest with you.
Just appreciate we yesterday we had guys and the Jones brothers, Chance, what's his brother's name, but they were living, you know, listening in Fort Worth, Texas, and just people all over that are letting us know that they're listening to the show, and it warms my heart, and it's fun, and we're gonna keep having fun.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, and it's just, you know, we talked about this the other day, and with regards to Wilt Chamberlain scoring 100 points in a basketball game, they had on ESPN yesterday. They had that for an hour. They talked about the game, and Bill Russell was.
Do you
narrator.
Think that they heard it on Bayou Sports and said, you know what, we need to parrot with? What Coach and Turbo said?
I don't know that answer, but I thought it was pretty. I thought it was pretty interesting.
That's plausible.
I mean, of all things, and just there were 4,100 people there at the game, and they interviewed people who were at the game, the statistician, some of the kids who were at the game. They're adults now. You know, that was, how's my math? That was 59 years ago.
Wow.
So, unbelievable. So, on ESPN.
A guy that was so far ahead of his
and
time.
And he had 28 out of 32 free throws.
Yeah, no, the thing is, the guy could shoot. That's what made him a freak, was it that he was a big man that could flat out shoot.
Well, not only that, but he used to beat Gail Goodrich in the games of horse every day before practice.
Yeah, no, yeah, he was something. So I'm going to start out. So, you know, I go to – yesterday I leave the station, and I'm sitting here, and I'm thinking about how blessed I was when thinking of Brian Brown. So think of this. I alluded to this weeks ago, but it's worth bringing up again. So my sorry, unathletic tail.
Cuckoo.
I was always a hand-eye coordinated guy, okay? I picked up things quickly. I'd pick up a tennis racket, a ping pong, you know, and I could always throw any object wherever I wanted to throw it. But when it comes to the definition of athletic ability, running fast, jumping high, not that any of my family really possessed that a lot, but arguably of the three, of the four brothers, If in our prime we'd have all had a race, I might come in last. I know Joey for sure. Joey actually ran the 100 in a couple of track meets.
Oh wow!
Okay, so I know I got no shot there, but I got no problem admitting when it comes to that fast twitchy guys. You talk about twitchy guys. Brian Brown, a guy that jumps 7'8". That's a twitchy guy.
7'8".
I've never been accused of being twitchy.
I hear you. But my question to you with all these guys, did y'all all play on one bitty team?
Okay, so that's what I'm about to talk about. And look, my memory, of course, it isn't exact, but I am pretty certain that was the perfect question, and we didn't even set that up.
No.
Honestly, we don't set anything up on this show.
I think like you, and that scares me.
No, no, the whole the impromptu-ness, is that a word? Impromptu-ness?
Impromptu. Yeah,
but of this show, I mean, I always say sometimes I come in and I want to say, Turbo, we're going to talk about this, but we don't. We sit there, we drink coffee, we talk about, you know, things that have nothing to do with the show 10, 15 minutes before every day. But all I'll let him know is if we've got a guest.
Sure.
But anyway, so I'm pretty sure on one team we had Brian Brown.
All right.
Stephen Bean.
Wow.
Okay, so let's back up. Brian Brown, of course, just to restate. All-state type basketball player from Nish. Goes on to play college basketball at Southeastern, but they nix track. So he moves over to Northwestern. Has to sit out a year to wait to play basketball. All of a sudden, you know, goes from being a 7-foot jumper to a 7'6" jumper. And he's like, you know what? I might be able to do something special with this. So he nicks his basketball to concentrate on track. Because those sports, they're not quite concurrent, but they're close. I mean, indoor track actually is concurrent with basketball. Those are concurrent sports. So you got that guy. Current deputy athletic director at the University of Missouri.
Old Mizzou, yep.
Stephen Bean. I'll eventually get Stephen on the show.
He was an insurance adjuster at one time.
Yeah, doing very well. The son of the late, great Bobby Bean, who, in my opinion, was the best basketball coach in the history of Catholic High. It, you know what, and I can't go back to your time, okay, but in my memory, so I'm going to go back to mid-70s through today.
Caldwell was a pretty good coach in the early 60s. He went on to UL.
Yeah, so, but Bobby Bean, who ended up going to Acadiana High and having just a tremendous career there as a basketball coach in what was always a football school, unfortunately brought Stephen with him. Stephen was a first-team all-district player, averaged 27 a game as a freshman.
I can remember him playing.
In our district. So Stephen goes on, signs with Tulane. Unfortunately, Tulane gets the death penalty.
Did the death penalty themselves.
Yes.
The NCAA didn't kill him. The president, Edmund Kelly, said, we got to protect the school.
There was some insider gambling going on, evidently.
With the students and some of the players.
Yeah.
You know, and they, Hot Rod Williams was never found guilty, you know, and he just died.
Yeah.
And ended up being one of the highest paid players in the NBA.
Yep.
Who passed away a few years ago, too.
Really? Okay. Yeah. So is he the one that ended up being called Hot Plate?
Hot Rod, yeah. Hot Rod.
They called him Hot Plate later in his career because he got so heavy.
I don't think it was him.
Okay.
I could be wrong, but I don't think. Hot Rod, his mother gave him that nickname because he always used to holler and scream when he was little.
Because there was the other guy that played for LSU that had the
same
name.
That's who it is. That's who it was. Okay. Hot Plate. Yeah.
Hot Plate. Because he was heavy.
He ended up playing with the Celtics for a while. Big Baby Davis.
Yeah. Well, that's not him.
That's not him?
But it's the guy the same name. I'm saying.
Oh, you're right. You're right. They did have a guy.
Exact same name.
You're correct. You're correct.
And I think one was Hot Rod and he called the other one Hot Plate to distinguish between the two.
That's correct. You're right about that. I forgot about that. You're right.
So Stephen Bean, again, I mean, just a tremendous player. Looks like we got a caller. Let's go ahead and take it. Good morning. You're on Bayou Sports.
I need to correct some irresponsible statements Browski made yesterday.
You're a day late, a dollar short, Ponce. And it was St. Thomas More, wasn't it? Phil Striva corrected me. He said it was St. Thomas More and not Cathedral.
Yeah.
It was.
It was at the end of the first half to score Panthers 7, Cougars 7, Officials 7. And then I left the press box and I went outside and drank a beer with Tommy Bryce because Brother Bernard was looking for me. Because you want to tell me we're going to get put on probation? We're 1-9. Who cares? We're not going to put in
the
playoffs.
Well, we're not 1-9 yet. And actually, that year we weren't. We went 3-7 that year. So 1-9, 1-9. So that would have been my sophomore year. So that was – no, Phil Striva is a 1980s Catholic High official historian, okay? I mean, he's as good as Turbo is right here in with his 60s and 70s. And Phil called me. And you know, Phil, he goes, Brent, great story, but I just got to tell you, we were sophomores. We were playing St. Thomas More. It wasn't Cathedral. He said, because I didn't dress out as a freshman. He said, but I did, you know, did dress out as a sophomore, and he told me the whole story. But he said, but you know, you got the gist of the story right, so I'll let it go.
And then the other error yesterday in editing was I made an 18 on number 2, and Barry accused me of making a 19.
Okay. Sorry about that.
All right, so instead of you thinking 17 and him saying 18, you made an 18 and he accused you of making a 19.
Yeah, we made the turn. After we made the turn, he goes in the clubhouse and tells Steve, bro, he made a 19 on number 2, not an 18.
How many balls went in the lake?
I shot 71 on the front, 61 on the back. I improved, and I shot 132. Left my handicap. I was at 102 net. And this is the city tournament, not the club tournament, city tournament. I'm only out of the lead by 40 shots. Somebody shot a minus 8 net, okay?
You know, Paul, one of the things that the moral of that story is that in that time, guys like you would play a stroke play tournament. You follow?
Yeah.
These days, that's why you don't have these tournaments anymore, because the only guys that'll play a stroke play tournament by their own ball. I'm not talking about a best ball, scramble, nothing. I'm talking about you are playing your own ball. The only ones that want to play are, you know, 5 handicappers or less. You just can't find guys like you that'll put themselves out there and say, you know what, I'm pretty bad at this, but you know what, put me in a flight with like people and let's compete. And I think we've lost that. And man, I'm getting on my high horse right here. But, you know, it ticks me off because, you know, talking to Glenn Quibido the other day, talking about these awesome, the Cajun Kemper, the Sugar Cane, the City, the Parish, the Shrimp Four Ball, all these awesome tournaments that guys like you said, I don't care if I'm not very good. Let's go play.
I
miss those days, man.
Yeah, well, I can tell you a story one time about I played with your dad one Sunday morning. Your dad, probably Pierre Schwing, Dr. Beaulieu.
Donald Bonnet, possibly, Double O, O'Neill O'Brien.
Okay, they were a foursome, and I was by myself on Sunday morning. They said, you want to join us? I said, yeah, I'll play with y'all. They said, well, what's your handicap? What you usually shoot? I said, yeah, you can shoot around 80, 85, maybe 90. I said, my handicap's about 18. I said, okay. So they give me an 18. I shot a 76.
You hustled them.
They wanted to kill me.
and you were not lying. Because I was about to say, when you said 18, Ponce, I thought you were giving yourself a few shots.
What? One of the 4 times in my lifetime I shot in the 70s.
You know, when
they didn't let me play with them again.
We play with a guy, Richie Byram. That Richie's a pretty good player. Richie's probably a 10 handicap, you know, so he's not a bad player. But he knows it's going left to right every shot. Just you know, so he knows when if he'd be playing number 1 at Iberia, he might have started the ball at the Bayou. So, man, that's awesome. But, yes, Ponce, that Catholic High 7, Cougars 7, official 7 story will live in infamy.
And then get out of the press box because here comes Brother Bernard.
Why are you drinking a beer?
That's hilarious. That's funny.
Oh, and, Lord. See,
and at that time, I was on the Catholic High School Board, too. From 81 to 89.
Oh, man. That is good stuff.
Very.
Oh, love it.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Well, your brother-in-law texted me last night just talking about how funny the whole deal was. And, you know, I don't know if you know the timing. So while Eric and I and Turbo were talking about it, we got a phone call. And we were like, oh, we were just sure it was you. Well, it ended up being Hugh Andre.
I heard it.
Always great to hear from Hugh, but we were, I ain't gonna lie, we were kind of disappointed because we thought you were calling in. That is good stuff.
So I just wanted to correct those two errors on the.
Well,
the
I get it. You know, you are an attorney, so you're all about fact. Well, I guess so. When it behooves you.
Yeah. Well, we have that corrected on air. And this show is being taped.
So now it's 1982 Catholic High versus St. Thomas More Cougars. The first year that the Cougars were in existence, coached by Jake Byler.
We had a chance, too, except those three bad calls at the end of the first half.
That's good stuff. Thanks for calling in from Hike, Menville, Grubbs, and Dalbor, the great Leon Menville. Appreciate
it. All right, guys. See y'all later.
Okay. Thank you, Leon. Bye-bye.
Good stuff.
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize, you know, Cathedral Carmel, it was Cathedral up until 68, maybe, when they merged Mount Carmel and Cathedral together. Then it stayed Cathedral Carmel until 82. And became St. Thomas More. Is that when they built the new facility?
Correct.
That all took place in one get-go, you know, where they...
Now, of course, they've added on tremendously since then.
Yes.
I'm pretty certain played games at Clark Field. To start.
We did, and I was in high school. That's where we played.
Yeah, and I think St. Thomas More continued to do so. But as a matter of fact, I know they did, because as a junior, as a sophomore that year, I played. Michael Halfen got hurt, and I started a quarterback against them at Clark Field.
As a junior,
I'm sorry.
And we played Catholic. We were the last class to play our games at Lord G. Porter. Yeah. Our class, then Catholic High, bought some of this seats or stadium seats out at KDM Ballpark and moved to with Catholic High, and still in existence today.
And just to let people know, if I'm on a certain subject and you call in and it's a different subject, we got no problem. We don't mind being all over the place, because I've had several people I say, hey, why don't you call in? And they'll say, well, man, y'all are always just rolling and talking and I don't want to interrupt or whatever. Hey, you could have a football question and we could be talking about basketball. You could have a comment. As long as you're nice, just call in, man. If it could be something completely off subject. If it's worth talking about, we're going to talk about it.
But Leon lost a stroke. He went from
I'm going to send Barry
rumored 18 to 19 now.
I'm going to send Barry to his house and say, just I want to remind you that you made a 19. And Barry probably could go through it stroke for stroke.
Yeah, he probably could. I mean, that's a lot of balls lost in that water. You think he maybe changed clubs and hit a few into the bayou?
I doubt it.
You know, back there.
I doubt it. But I will say that when it was time to go fishing for golf balls.
That was the best hole.
I mean, you just went in that little peninsula area right to the, of course, if you're facing the green to the right. And you could get in. You just feel them with your toes, man. You get in there and feel with your toes, and you could pull out 50 golf balls, unless somebody had fished it before you.
True. Yeah, six wasn't that good. It was all right.
Yeah.
But most people could loft it over that pond.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Six pond was also deeper.
Yes.
It was significantly deeper. So, no, you really didn't go fishing that often for balls in that pond. But number two pond was absolutely.
Yeah, because they built that green in 63,
and then you'd go
64.
on the edge of three on the other side. You had to be careful, though, because that was close. I don't know. They always seem to have more snakes over there by that bush at the corner by the women's tee box.
You're right.
Had a lot of water moccasins and stuff hanging
right there.
Yeah, they
sure did. Water snakes and variety.
Joey, we brought a 410, put it in our golf bag, playing one day, because we knew there were two big water moccasins that hung out right there. We shot them both. I say he shot them both, and I'll be darned. A cop must have heard us from across the bayou right there. Okay, so on Fulton Street, or somebody called.
Yeah.
And we get a unit comes driving out on the golf course. And thank God we saw him throw the gun in the bushes. Hey, y'all heard a gunshot out here? Oh, no, sir. I'll never forget that one.
Oh, look.
We were shooting snakes, man.
Sure. Yeah, you're right. And snakes that are harmful, too. Anyway, Coach.
You know what? We're got already to the break, so we're going to come back. We're going to finish out those guys that were a part of that group. So we were at Brian Brown, Stephen Bean. I'm going to come back, talk a little Will Wade. I'm just telling you, folks, if you're an LSU fan out there, which I am as well, the bomb is eventually going to drop on this whole Will Wade deal.
Everybody's lost their jobs. Les Miles, F. King Alexander.
And, of course, that is a different – but the bomb's coming. It's coming. So let's talk about that. Read an article about it, and we will be right back. 367-1240, www.kane1240.com, 107.5. Ask Alexa, play Kane 1240. We'll be right back.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it. From signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
The Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Thursday, it's DJ Mabrutta. Jimmy Carrier back on Friday. Saturday, it's cross country. Sunday, Kip Saunier. 19 TVs has you covered for sports. No bar has more outdoor seating for proper social distancing. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. 5 to 8, most drinks, half price.
It's spring cleaning time. Let Frank's Specialty Fitness Equipment not only provide you with new sales, but also all of your service needs. Extend the life of your fitness equipment, including home gyms and cardio equipment. Give Frank a call at 337-316-1231 or visit frankspecialtyfitnessequipment.com. Frank Burbank is a New Iberia native who has been servicing South Louisiana with top fitness equipment for nearly 40 years. That's Frank's Specialty Fitness Equipment, 337-316-1231.
We're making it easy at Arsenal Ford this month. What month is it?
It's truck month.
Take $13,000 off the last 2020 F-150s in stock. Because it's truck month.
We make it easy at Arsenal Ford.
Additive Solutions LLC is protecting frontline workers in the fight against COVID-19. Additive Solutions supplies custom safety shields, air purification, and steam sanitation. Our custom glass installs quickly and is extremely easy to clean, and our industrial purifiers restore your space with the freshest air possible. We will steam sanitize and hand clean all high traffic areas in your facility. Please visit Additive Solutions LLC or call Jace Dugai at 337-577-4858.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
All right. We were talking Biddy basketball and the group of guys that I cannot positively say we all played together on one team, but I do know that between the ages of 11 and 13, 10 and 13, that all these guys were commingled amongst these teams. So, Virgil. So we talked about Brian Brown. The only reason this guy doesn't make the Olympics was because it was just crazy at that time. But Neil Guidry should have been an Olympian relative to. But it was just Hollis Conway and I forget who the other guy was. I want to say Brian and Neil were like third and fourth. They were the alternates or something.
But, you know, at 7'8", would that have claimed a medal? Do you know? If he'd hit 7'8" in a Olympic meet?
I don't recall. I do remember that Hollis.
And that was in 70.
Hollis got a silver.
That was in Montreal, or was that in?
I'm going to say.
Los Angeles in 84. Because we didn't go to Russia in 80.
No, it wasn't 84. It was 88.
88 in Seoul.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it was 88. Because 84, Brian was a – you got to realize Brian was an 85 graduate.
Oh,
so,
that's
and
true.
It might have been 92.
Yeah, Barcelona.
We could have been – this could have been 92.
In Barcelona.
When you think about it, because they – you know, you go through the college careers. So, no, it's got to be 92.
The dream team.
It would be more 92/96. Because Hollis may have jumped in both of them.
Yeah, 96 was Atlanta.
Yeah.
I'm going to Google that.
Yeah. So you add Virge Ausberry, who we've had on the show. Throw in David Dominic. David was also on the Tulane team that got the death penalty. Was he ever purported to be involved in it?
Hot Rod was his roommate.
Okay. We're going to stop right there.
So, I'll end it at that.
Yeah, we'll end it at that. Leroy Achan, who ended up playing football at University of Nebraska, signed with the 49ers. And then I'm going to throw in some buddies who were tremendous athletes, didn't go on to collegiate careers, but Shannon Pecco, John Delahousie, Alton Darby, Stephen Butler, Larry Pradier. Stephen drives buses now. Actually, I say drives buses. Has several buses. Look, it looks like we got a caller. You're on the air with Coach Indes with Bayou Sports.
Hey, Coach, this is Jace. How you doing today?
I'm doing very well. How are you, Jace?
Oh, wonderful, Coach. Wonderful, man. Just on our way to New Orleans to do some installs and do some treatments. I want to share with everybody about some new technology that we bring into the area. It's the nanotechnology.
Okay, so first of all, Jace, Additive Solutions, okay?
Yes.
So this is one of our sponsors with Additive Solutions. Go ahead, Jace, you there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead and give us a quick shout about what you got going on.
Yeah, we offering this new nanotechnology where we are, it's similar to like a ceramic coating that you would put on your vehicle, but this is an antimicrobial coating that we put on all surfaces in offices and gyms, weight equipment, and it lasts 90 days. So it's killing germs, bacteria, for 90 days. So we come four times a year and protect the environments of multiple establishments. We're doing some work with Planet Fitness and tons of other places.
Good deal.
Hikemanville, Grubbs,
yep.
Dalbor.
Yep. And look, the folks out there, Jace does a tremendous job not only of what he does with Additive Solutions, but pushing the show and helping me get guests, help me with Jeremy Bonan. We got a very special guest that I'm not even going to say right now that we're working on right now. So, Jace, I want to thank you for being such a strong supporter of the show, sharing everything we do on Facebook. And, steam sanitization, anything you need relative to cleaning up your place, especially relative to COVID or anything, Jace is your guy. Shoot out your number, Jace, real fast.
You could reach me directly at 337-577-4858, or you could go to our website and set up a consultation on there. We're here to help. We want to get the cases down to zero and protect our community as much as possible.
Good deal. We appreciate it, Jace. You have a great day, man.
You as well, guys. Y'all doing a tremendous job. I love listening to y'all and supporting our local community.
Yeah, we're awesome. Having fun doing it, pal.
All right.
Okay, take care. Great guy right there with Additive Solutions. So, moving on, let's talk a little Will Wade.
A little Will Wade. That sounds condescending.
Was that a Freudian slip?
That sounded a little condescending.
Was that a Freudian slip? Well, and look, I'm not hating on Will Wade. I want to get that straight right now. But I always say I'm not a realist. I'm not an idealist. I'm a pragmatist, okay? I fall at whatever works. But I just – I'm reading this article, and it talks about – The second LSU got eliminated, you got to start thinking about the future of Will Wade. And this has been a two-year-long investigation. This is the NCAA's Independent Accountability Resolution Process is what they call it. Okay? So 2 years ago, he initially refused to meet with LSU regarding the allegations. Payment to Javonte Smart, who's still with the program. Okay? Serious receding hairline. Javonte Smart.
I don't know. A lot of times those kids cut their hair different. Don't know.
Yeah. Yahoo's first to report this about the strong ASSS offer. That was the quote.
Correct.
That it was a strong donkey offer. And, you know, I hear radio shows all over the place, and they'd say the word ASSS. But you know what?
We got to keep it clean.
We got to keep it clean.
That's right. So, it's Lent.
So talking, again, a strong blank offer. They hold out Smart. They were in the middle of a run. You know, Wade's finished the last three-year stretch with 68 wins. Dale Brown, 69 wins, is the only one from 84 to 87 to really usurp that number.
I did not know that.
Okay.
Good stat.
You know, and he's got Cam Thomas now. He brought in Ben Simmons during that, you know, a few years back.
One and done, Ben.
Yeah, you know. The analogy is the Trump-Russia collusion investigation lasted the same time that this has lasted.
Really?
Okay. In 94, the Clintons were part of an investigation to land a deal that started with Whitewater.
Yes.
We're getting into the same length that these things lasted. You know, the NC, and basically what the article finishes saying, Will Wade deserves, one way or another, LSU deserves, one way or another, a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
Yeah.
Now, I am... And I hate to be a pessimist here. I think it's going to be thumbs down.
Well, we'll see. But it doesn't look good for right now when you're seeing all these other people lose their jobs, you know, with other issues.
Now, am I not saying that this does not go on at other schools? But I just tell you, it's getting harder and harder. Transparency, it's hard to hide things these days.
Oh, you're right about that.
I mean, you have to think in the future, who's going to write the tell-all book? Who's going to eventually, that kid who blows out his knee in his second year in the NBA and needs some money that I'm showing my age here, that's not going to go on hard copy. I don't think hard copy exists anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Lifestyles of the rich and famous.
Is not going to sell his story.
Yeah.
And he's going to bring down everybody with him to get 50 grand for that story.
Well, how about the kid years ago? He's an older man now, but with the Washington Redskins who couldn't read and finish college.
Yeah,
man.
You know, I mean, these things will come back to haunt you. So just interesting. And again, if he's not guilty, I hope he's found not guilty. If he's right. Slightly guilty, I hope he gets a pass because I know so many things are going on. But I don't know. But I do know something needs to happen. If they have not found something to this point, they need to drop it.
Yeah, they need to either fish or cut bait. You know, just to, let's get it over with. Yeah.
I mean, in a court of law, which I know this isn't, you're supposed to be offered a fair and is it expeditious? Is that the
yeah? But it's yeah. You're right. You know, you're right. But I don't know if this is ever going to trial.
Well, yeah, exactly.
This been
which it could be. People don't realize this could end up being a legal issue. The FBI is involved.
That's right.
Okay. The FBI is involved. This is not just an NCAA matter.
Yeah.
Okay, before we slip into the next break. And
well, you were talking about your former, or you were through speaking
with
your former.
Yeah, I was through with that.
Okay.
And, you know, talking about a couple of big baseball weekend coming up. So you got UL that's going to host Coastal.
Yeah, that is a big weekend for UL.
And I don't know how good Coastal is typically.
They won a national championship.
Exactly. So... Now they're kind of known for football, but they're really known for baseball. You know, who wouldn't want to go play on the coast in Carolina?
Yeah, it's kind of nice.
That's an easy sell. Hey, Coastal Carolina, yeah. You know where we are. What a beautiful area.
You're right.
So you know they're getting good players. But anyway, so the Cajuns are 11-10 and going into that. And Boy, at home, really need to take two or three at least in that one.
Well, they weren't able to play. I don't know if anybody was able to play this week.
Correct.
With the weather.
They were supposed to play Tulane.
Yeah.
And that got washed out. Tigers hop from playing the number three Mississippi State Bulldogs. They jump from the proverbial pot to the frying pan. Now they've got number 12 Tennessee at Tennessee after dropping two of three. So, again, the Tigers definitely, they don't want to start out, you know, 2-4 coming out the chute, or worse, 1-5.
Yeah, a lot of strong teams in the SEC.
I mean, it's when you look at the schedule coming up, and as we discussed prior to this, the ridiculousness of in the top five are five SEC teams, Vandy 1, Arkansas 2, Ole Miss 3, Mississippi State 4. So Mississippi State 4, not 3. Florida 5. Tennessee, at the time, was 9. South Carolina 23, Bama 24.
Yeah.
Ridiculousness.
Yeah.
The plethora of potential losses.
they're staring him in the face there, my man. And they've got a pretty good ball club.
No doubt.
You know?
No doubt.
I mean, they've got a couple stoppers, but bullpen's been the issue with most teams, too.
Little more baseball. Nish, 15-5 right now.
Yow. Go get
1-0 in district. If I could get, I believe Lorville's still on a roll. If I could get somebody to text me or give us a shout, give us a call on the show and let us know the current state of Lorville. I know Ascension Episcopal right now is like 15-2.
Yeah, they've played pretty good baseball.
Now, always going to, my buddy David Jordan, I know Catholic High is not quite there with those numbers, not even close, but Catholic High does pick on a bunch of bullies early in the year, so we'll see how that evolves. And again, we talked about Coach Madden and his Delcom team. They can really hit the ball. It's got some good, solid pitching. So we'll see how that 7-2A district race. Again, it's not as fun to cover because they only play each other once now, officially in district. But I get the reason they do that. All right, so I'm going to come back. I'm going to get a buddy of mine on. That was kind of an impromptu D earlier with Jace, my man Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing, we're going to talk about what he's got going on in Iberia Parish with roofing, and we'll talk to him, and we're going to talk about
Mike Tyson.
Mikey?
Mike Tyson is going to fight Evander Holyfield.
That's unbelievable.
On May 29th.
He's still got another ear to bite.
He said, you know, the last time we fought, it was ludicrous. It was completely ludicrous. And I need to give him another shot, and I promise this time I won't tear off his ear.
I watched that fight, too. That was unbelievable when you see Holyfield jumping up and down.
My daughters told me not to dare ever do my Mike Tyson impersonation on the air.
It's pretty good. I tell you, it's pretty good. You might be able to quit your day job. Pretty good.
You know, extemporaneously speaking,
you gotta look.
From the Catskills.
Okay.
What a fighter, though.
We're going to be right back, 367-1240, talking to my man, Jake Blanchard.
We at Hike Menville Grubs in Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville, Grubbs, and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Folks, I'm going to let you in on the best-kept secret in New Iberia. It's called Blazing Specialties. Robert Romero daily prepares a masterpiece of Cajun-inspired delicacies such as stuffed breads, wings, boudin, crackling, as well as pre-cooked and frozen foods. Need an event catered? Look no further than Blazing Specialties to make your event unforgettable. When I bring food to a customer, it's always Blazing Specialties. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. and located at 1115 Center Street next to Freeman Plaza. Blazing Specialties. Come and get you some.
If you need physical therapy, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our licensed staff is trained at the highest level to provide a customized treatment plan to give you the best results for pain-free living. Iberia Sports and Rehab has the area's only indoor heated therapy pool and Class 4 laser device, which assists the body to heal itself naturally. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia, keeping Acadiana strong and healthy. Visit isrehab.com.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Additive Solutions LLC is protecting frontline workers in the fight against COVID-19. Additive Solutions supplies custom safety shields, air purification, and steam sanitation. Our custom glass installs quickly and is extremely easy to clean, and our industrial purifiers restore your space with the freshest air possible. We will steam sanitize and hand clean all high traffic areas in your facility. Please visit Additive Solutions LLC or call Jace Dugai at 337-577-4858.
We're making it easy at Arsenal Ford this month. What month is it?
It's truck month.
Take $13,000 off the last 2020 F-150s in stock. Because it's truck month.
We make it easy at Arsenal Ford.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
All right, we're back. Jake, what do you think? Tyson versus Holyfield, May 29th. Would you pay to watch that?
Good morning, Biden.
Tyson versus Holyfield, May 29th. Does that fire you? It kind of fires me up, man. I don't care that they're old men because they're my age.
I'd pay to see Tyson bite the other ear off.
Oh, man. I read that yesterday. I'm like, this can't. And evidently, these talks have been going on a while, and it passed me up. But I'd love, because both of them are in tremendous condition. I mean, Evander Holyfield, that was one of the most chiseled boxers of all time. And then Iron Mike, I think they could make some serious cash with that fight.
But they're 50-something years old.
Oh, yeah, but yeah.
If the promoters let them go at it like they would really want to, I've got a feeling it's going to be one heck of a fight. You are correct.
I hope they don't have heart attacks. TKO, heart attack.
Oh, man, that'd be interesting. So let the people know out there. So Jake and I have become great friends. We've jumped into some business ventures together. But let's talk about L.A. Classic Roofing, the official roofing contractor of Bayou Sports.
Yeah, so obviously the threat of rain is not really the best thing for a roofing contractor, but we use this time to gear up for hit the ground running over the next few days. So at the moment, I will not take a chance on, you know, even doing half of a roof and drying it in. It's not good practice when you know, I could get some things done, but I'm not going to take a risk on a homeowner's house being subjected to the, to weather and rain. So moving forward right now, I just actually confirmed that my yard, I have received a couple of truckloads of the most sought after shingle on the market, Atlas shingles. I have 400 squares of the color Hearthstone Gray.
Which are very tough squares to come by, if I'm correct.
Yes, it is. It's the one that everybody, you know, look, everything's on allocation right now for the, you know, just regular asphalt shingles and metal. So, you know, I've got some particular agreements with manufacturers that I'm lucky enough and fortunate enough that I'm able to secure more of those shingles than others. So, average house in the Iberia Parish area, I'm going to say anywhere from 30 to 60 squares. So if that gives, you know, the people a thought of how much I have on the ground, you know, and as early as next week, we can be on someone's house if it were to be a complete roof changeout with one of those two products. Now, you know, we do have other manufacturer shingles in stock. I know that right now it seems like everywhere you look online is Oh, does so-and-so have Atlas shingles? Well, guess what? L.A. Classic Roofing has 400 squares of Hearthstone Gray and 400 squares of Weather Shadow. So keep the phone lines ringing, and we'll keep the roofs coming.
So Jake, you know, one of the things when you and Teddy and I first met, we sat down at Pelicans and had lunch. It was where you sold me on everything, and when we started our relationship with you, it's all about local. And why don't you expand on that when we use the word local?
So local for me is keeping all business in the parish, right? Hey, I may have to spend a little bit more on my end to do business in the parish where I buy my shingles from, but at the end of the day, I want to keep those relationships going and keep the businesses in and around Iberia Parish, the small local businesses, to succeed just as well as your big box chains like Lowe's and Home Depot. Can you get a little cheaper price by going somewhere else? Yeah, maybe. But when I take care of what I was, say, raised through my father and my grandfather in the business was, take care of the people that are in and around your house, and those people will take care of you. I'm a firm believer in putting your money back into where you live. That's about everything for me when it talks about local.
And I tell you, guys, folks out there, he puts his money where his mouth is because, you know, I'm sitting here, and don't get me wrong, had a good job in the oil field, but, Lord, the oil field is so volatile. And when I started looking elsewhere, and now I'm hesitant to really unleash it because I'm working on retailers right now, but Jake has gotten me involved with a product called Gator, G-A-T-R, that has an unbelievable cooler out there that will become a sponsor of the show, and because it's my product, so you know what I get, it gets to be a sponsor. But with some old boys down from Thibodeau that we went meet with yesterday. So Jake, I appreciate you coming on. We're gonna start doing this once a week. So you've got Lance Kipp out there, you've got Ross Booty out there. I'm out there for you. Okay, so if anybody needs. You need an estimate, whatever you need. Why don't you just go through that real quickly? What you can do relative to insurance and how the homeowner doesn't have to do much except make a phone call.
Yeah, so I'm going to use one house recently that we were contacted about. It was a lady here in Iberia Parish. She contacted us, and she had gotten a few other contractors to look at the house. Well, you know, with the years of experience we have in insurance adjusting, knowledge of hail or wind damage roofs and what it looks like on the roof, we were one of only three that turned over to the homeowner that, hey, you do have hail damage. So at that point, we leave it up to the homeowner. I really, you know, like I said before, I want the homeowner to be involved in the contacts and all the talks with their insurance provider, because at the end of the day, the homeowner puts out a certain dollar amount every month. Mm-hmm. And I want them to make sure they're getting that back in return from the services of the insurance company. So we notified her, told her she had some hail damage. She can, you know, possibly make a claim. And at the end of the day, look, it's up to the homeowner. Maybe some of them don't. They're afraid that the premiums are going to go up. But we're going to lead the right way of doing things. Well, with that, she turned it over. The insurance company got involved. She was kind of nervous about the insurance adjuster coming over. So we stepped in, helped out. She was there with the conversations. Lo and behold, it was hail damage, and the roof was covered by her insurance provider. So it was a seamless for her, you know, just not really knowing everything that goes on, whether it be just changing the roof or having another entity like the insurance involved. So we put, you know, walked her through the steps, and thankfully that she understood what we brought to the table and allowed us to change her roof out. So. But at the end of the day, look, we'll take over all of it, but I'll never keep the homeowner in the blind.
Gotcha.
We'll always know from A to Z exactly what's going on.
Gotcha. Thanks for explaining that. Well, Jake, man, we appreciate you coming on, and I know you're out there hustling. Like you said, I know it's a little wet today, but I'm sure that phone's still going to be ringing all day today like it was yesterday.
Yeah. It's just a part of the day now. You know what I mean, Coach?
I got it. So, all right, we'll talk again soon, buddy.
Sounds good. I appreciate everything. Y'all have a good day.
Okay, you too.
All right.
L.A. Classic Roofing, the official roofing contractor of Bayou Sports.
Absolutely. And doing a little homework in between the breaks, Hollis Conway won a silver medal in 88 and a bronze medal in 92. The winning height was 7'9".
So I'm guessing that Hollis was a tad older, probably maybe an 83 or an 84 grad. Although, heck, you know, he could have been a junior in college when he did that.
Yeah. So Brian's 7'8" max. He would have possibly won a silver medal or a bronze medal.
Yep.
And the guy's name, Javier Sotomayor, was the winning. That was the big tall Cuban.
Sotomayor. Yep.
Yeah, the big tall Cuban won the gold medal in the Olympics.
Yep. All right. Before we head in to our last break. We got a three-way quarterback race going on at LSU right now. And, you know, when you look at it, Miles Brennan, 11 touchdowns, 1,112 yards, 154.7 QB rating.
Which is pretty good.
That's excellent. Now, of course, it was in losses, but still, he can't play defense.
Correct.
Finley comes in, has just a stellar game against South Carolina, but against Auburn, A&M, and Bama, really falters. 5 TDs, 5 interceptions. But again, can you hold it against a guy who at that time was playing for a pretty bad team? And three of your losses are against Auburn, A&M, Alabama.
Pretty impressive.
Auburn pretty darn good. A&M should have been in the Final Four, and Alabama was, of course, the eventual national champion. Then you got Brad Johnson. Last two games. Throws for 239 against Florida. Throws for 435 against Ole Miss, but the kicker is, and this is why, in my opinion, Brad Johnson's going to be the starter. He can move.
Yeah.
He's elusive. He's not a runner. He's elusive. He is not a dual-threat quarterback, but he is an elusive quarterback.
I'm a partial to him because he's a southpaw.
Yeah. You know, so it'll be interesting. I do think he's taking most of the reps right now. It used to be, before social media got so prevalent, that coaches would allow reporters in their practice sessions in spring or in the fall as well. But they just don't do it anymore because, I mean, you could see a certain trick play. You could see they're very careful.
Question. Coaching question. I've got a southpaw quarterback. Do I put my left tackle at right tackle to protect his blind side?
No, it's a very good point. It's a very good point.
Do we take a guy that has got his left hand down, do we move him on the right tackle and put his right hand down?
I think you do, as long as he can make that transition, which he should. I'll be honest. It's not that big of a difference. Of course, you're working with different leverage. A right tackle would typically pass block with his left foot up when you think of cup protection as opposed. So it is one leg forward, one leg back. But when you play basketball, you got to do both. I mean, these are athletes. And your pass-protecting offensive tackles are athletic. You can't just say, oh, no, that's a big offensive lineman. Those guys are athletic.
Those are
the guys that typically played high school basketball or could have played high school basketball if they wanted to. Your guards and your center, that might be different. Now, most of them actually could have as well, but the athletic ability is not – that's why tackles get paid more than guards and centers, okay, because they have to be more athletic at that level and for a spread-ish – pass first type team. Now, in the wing T, your guards have to be your athletes. They're pulling. They're doing all the moving.
And, you know, I'm trying to recall when Kenny Stabler was a quarterback of the Raiders. Did Art Shell go from one side to the other? Did, you know, the big tackle then?
That's a good question.
About the quarterback from now with the lefty from Alabama that's playing with
Tua. Tagovailoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good question. That's a very good question.
That
might be worth looking into.
Yeah, I have to be cognizant next time I watch those left-handed quarterbacks play if their strong tackle is at right tackle.
Yep.
Interesting.
All right, so actually I think we've been working overtime, so I think we actually got a couple more segments to go. And, of course, Jeff doesn't mind if we go overtime. I don't mind. Hey, Turbo, you mind if we go a little overtime?
We're here.
All right. So we're going to be back. We're going to talk. And if Teddy doesn't mind, so we're going to talk greatest Masters moments. Because guess what? The clock is ticking on the Masters. Coming April 8th?
Yeah.
Is that the Thursday?
Yes.
April 8th. So we're going to talk a little Masters when we come back.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs in Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show.
We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbour's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville, Grubbs, and Dalbour. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Folks, I'm going to let you in on the best-kept secret in New Iberia. It's called Blazing Specialties. Robert Romero daily prepares a masterpiece of Cajun-inspired delicacies such as stuffed breads, wings, boudin, crackling, as well as pre-cooked and frozen foods. Need an event catered? Look no further than Blazing Specialties to make your event unforgettable. When I bring food to a customer, it's always Blazing Specialties. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. and located at 1115 Center Street next to Freeman Plaza. Blazing Specialties. Come and get you some.
Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation has been keeping Acadiana strong and healthy since 2003. We have the highest level of trained and licensed physical therapists who will customize a treatment plan to get you results. Plus, the area's only indoor heated therapy pool and Class 4 laser device. And we provide optimum care with both state-of-the-art equipment and drug-free techniques like dry needling and blood flow restriction therapy. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
It's spring cleaning time. Let Frank Specialty Fitness Equipment not only provide you with new sales, but also all of your service needs. Extend the life of your fitness equipment, including home gyms and cardio equipment. Give Frank a call at 337-316-1231 or visit frankspecialtyfitnessequipment.com. Frank Burbank is a New Iberia native who has been servicing South Louisiana with top fitness equipment for nearly 40 years. That's Frank Specialty Fitness Equipment, 337-316-1231.
The Corner Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Thursday, it's DJ Mabrutta. Jimmy Carrier back on Friday. Saturday, it's cross country. Sunday, Kip Saunier. 19 TVs has you covered for sports. No bar has more outdoor seating for proper social distancing. Corner Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. 5 to 8, most drinks, half price.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it, from signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
All right, so my official countdown clock for the Masters has begun.
2 weeks from today.
You got to, just to give you a little background, the Masters in my household was just a holy entity.
Your neighbor too.
Golf in general. Well, that's what we're about to get to. So, golf in general in my house. I remember my mom to this day tells the stories of that. If there was a big putt, regardless of the tournament, but especially Masters, U.S. Open, PGA, British, of course, you know. But if there was a big putt, and Mama would walk in and say, "Hey, what do y'all want to eat?" or you know, whatever, everybody would go shh. She swore that we thought that the guy putting could hear. And she's 95, and she will still regurgitate that story. I mean, shut, no, be quiet.
I hope she's
Jack's
not listening.
Putting. Jack's so putting.
To that, though.
I can hear the five in this, man.
Just say, come on, woman. So, I've got a top 10 here of Masters moments. Well, first of all, I pulled one up last night, and it didn't have the Holy Grail of moments, which is number one on this list, because it was the last 30 years, so it had missed the cut.
Oh, okay.
So I had to go back and find it, because something happened a little more than 30 years ago that, to me, is, as far as Masters moments, as great as all these are, we're gonna count. It's the greatest Masters moment of all time.
Absolutely.
But anyway, so number five, I just got to say a name, Larry Mize.
Hey, I won money that year. I won the pool.
110-foot chip.
So you've got arguably the greatest player at that time, Greg Norman.
Greg Norman.
Now, of course, Greg was known to known to take that lead in the Sunday and kind of cough it up.
Yeah, that fur ball.
I remember he had a four. It wasn't the Masters. He had a four iron dead sideways one year in a certain tournament that he just had to knock it on the green and he wins. And he knocked it in the gallery. He had some demons.
Definitely.
The guy had some demons.
Definitely.
But anyway, so Larry Mize, number 11, one of the hardest approach shots in golf. It's the start of Amen Corner.
Absolutely. Ben Hogan used to always say, if you ever see me on that green in two, you know I pulled it.
Yeah, because the water left.
You don't aim at the green.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, anything that goes left is jumping in that water. I mean, there's gravity just pulling you dead to that water. Very difficult tee shot.
Yeah, it is.
You want to be as far right as you can. I don't know. Maybe if you hook it, you don't mind being left. But
no, a hook's okay.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's
but they give you got very little room because I stood behind 11. There's very little room to the right. So to really start it, you can't really hit a sweeping hook. And it's a difficult golf shot.
Got all those pine trees up
and
there.
And now they've lengthened the hole to where it's,
that's true,
500
yeah.
yards.
It's a 500-yard par four.
Yeah.
So Mize knocks it up there. Norman's on the green. He thinks, well, you know what, at the very minimum, we're going to number 12.
Sure.
But I'm probably going to win it on this hole. And Larry Mize knocks in a 110-foot chip. I mean, just how the guy didn't bawl right there, fall to his knees and cry like a baby.
I stood up on my lazy boy. Alex declared to this day.
Not to go too long, but to show you how fickle this game is, years later, Larry Mize played in the Louisiana Open because that was his one and done.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, and you know, but played well. Was it last year played well in the Masters? Like ended up shooting around par.
Yeah.
But we're talking about a little guy. Couldn't hit it very far. Swing speed, nothing.
Nothing.
And from Augusta.
Yeah, he's from Augusta.
From Garden. Augusta.
Crazy. Great. Doing that from Augusta.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to talk about, first of all, the moment, the general moment, first of all, Oosthuizen, Albatross.
Oh, yeah.
Number two.
But it wasn't good enough.
Uh-uh.
Because Bubba Watson hits one of the greatest golf shots of all time.
Yeah.
The greatest golf shots of all time. If you was it 10? What
10?
Yeah, 10.
Duck hooks the sand wedge.
Okay. So literally
he's left-handed.
You
too.
Can go stand at the spot at the Masters. I did. And you see where that lefty, of course for a righty it would have been a big cut you'd have had to hit.
Right.
If you're not that into golf, the longer the shot or the implement, so you can work a ball with a 4 iron or a 5 iron. You can snap hook a 4 iron or a 5 and force yourself to do that much easier than a lofted club. To work a sand wedge, to make a sand wedge, I'm telling you, this guy made a golf ball take a 90-degree turn.
Yes, he did.
Okay? The spin, you got to think of Willie Moscone on a shooting pool, okay, and just hitting a shot where he literally would spin the cue ball off of a corner, make it come back to the opposite corner and knock another ball in. I don't know if that's a good analogy. I think it's pretty good.
Yes, I've heard.
Yes. It was a tremendous shot.
Okay. To stand there and see that golf shot.
Yeah.
It's just goofy.
Yeah.
It's just goofy.
And he's goofy. So
yeah.
He's
well, and the thing
pull
is,
off that shot.
They literally, I don't know if there's another player on tour that could have done that.
He's
the master of working the ball.
Yeah, he uses his hands a lot, and he's long and lanky.
You got to understand when Bubba's looking at a golf shot, and it's just a straight shot. I mean, it's just a straight shot. Him and the flag. He is imagining that ball attacking the flag either from the left or the right.
Yeah.
He can't imagine the ball attacking the flag straight.
Mm-mm.
It's got to be worked from one side or the other. So just, again, if you're ever blessed and get to, and you're a golfer and you get to go to the Masters, go stand at that spot and see where he hit that golf shot. Now, it's I don't know. It's in a lower tier, but Phil Mickelson's also the shot. Now, he missed the darn putt, which kills me. Yeah. But 13, the shot he hit on 13. Yeah. Yes. That's another. Yeah. It's not near as good as Bubba's. No. But I stood there as well. Mm-hmm. You got to go back a long way on this one, but this is the one that Turbo immediately came. There's a bridge named after the guy. The shot heard round the world, Gene Sarazen.
Yeah, in 34.
Holds a four wood on 15 for a double eagle. Went on to a 36-hole playoff win over Craig Wood. They named a bridge after the guy.
Was that the only double eagle on that hole?
Good question. I don't know.
Yeah. You know that's
now, of course, Oostheisen was on two or eight. It was
two.
Two.
Yeah, two.
Okay, so yeah, because the par fives are 2, 8, 13, and 15.
Right. Correct.
You need to understand something, folks. I've never missed. As a kid, we could only watch the back nine at Augusta.
Right.
That's true.
Oh, no, you didn't know anything. It was part of the mystique.
Yeah.
They held it from you.
Yeah.
But then, of course, as times changed and people demanded more.
Cadillac and Travelers.
Oh, yeah. And look, my greatest thing about the Masters, when the quote-unquote woman's group went after him and said, we're going to go after your sponsors. The Masters said, guess what? We won't have any sponsors.
2 years, they went.
And it didn't matter. All you got to do is go stand outside of that gift shop. Call it the pro shop, the gift shop, and do the math. Do the math of everybody coming out of that thing, average that they spent $250, which is probably a low estimate, and do the math, and you would realize the money that they make just off of that, okay? Just off of that.
Been in that gift shop.
Oh, awesome. When you go, you're buying for everybody.
Pretty much.
You're buying for everybody at home, okay? You're buying a hat for this guy. You're buying a shirt for that guy. You got to buy a flag. Who doesn't buy a flag? Because you got to put your bag in a picture next to me and Chris Bigler. We took the picture. Turbo's got the hat on. 1997, Tiger Woods, 12 shots.
Yeah.
Do you need to say more?
Well, he shot 40 on the front nine.
Oh, yeah, of the first day. He shot 72. It went 40-32. Yes.
And I mean, that's incredible. How does a man mentally do that?
And he was 21 years old.
Yeah. Just ridiculous. They literally that, and again, there were a lot of accusations. Oh, that they hated what Tiger did, and they changed the golf course because of that. They saw it coming. Tiger was a harbinger of things to come. Mm-hmm. They saw it coming. They saw the new golf ball. They saw that the effect that when you put a pure athlete with these new drivers in his hand, what was coming? Because guess what? Relative to now, Tiger's not that long. Okay.
No.
You know, when we start talking DeChambeau, you know, and Kepka and just all these Dustin Johnson and these guys that are just hitting it a mile. The little guys, Justin Thomas, that's hitting it a mile.
Sure, Rory.
Yeah, God, Rory. I mean,
he's not
you know,
a big guy.
Yeah, these guys. And look, when you see them on TV, they're smaller than you think. I'm telling you, the TV ads
make them look big. Yeah.
I sat there on number 9 green 3 years ago and watched every – we sat there, didn't move. I watched every player walk off of number 9 green. And the common denominator was, I can't believe how little these guys are relative to what I thought they were.
Yeah.
Who – Harmon? Is it Brian Harmon?
Yeah, left-hander.
That guy weighs 135 pounds soaking wet.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, when he walked off, I'm like, my God, how little. Bubba Watson that we spoke of earlier, yeah, he's kind of tall.
He's
but,
6'3".
I mean, he's so thin.
Yeah. Very thin.
I bet the guy's got a 29-inch waist.
Yeah, he's thin.
Okay, so as big as they look, they're not as big. All right, so yeah, this is one I don't know. I wanted to save it, but I can't contain myself. So I got to set this up. 1986, I'm in the prime of my college career, okay? And we're not going to get into what that means. All right? You know, I'm frat boy. I mean, I'm burning the candle at both ends, barely hanging on. I didn't meet my future wife until a year later. So, man, I was having fun, okay? Well, I'm sitting there on Sunday, and we had something going on, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, my goodness, it's 2 o'clock. I got to get to the TV in the fraternity house. Well, of course I get there. They're not even watching the Masters.
Of course not.
Well, I got, you know, had to put my foot down, change the channel. And speaking of my mother telling people to shut up. So I'm sitting there, and I'm watching Jack's comeback on the back nine. And I got tears in my eyes. I got tears in my eyes right now. I'm watching what he's doing. And then, it was Ballesteros that knocked it in the water on 13. Mm-hmm. And then Norman started falling apart. And Jack makes the putt on 16. Where he follows it in with his big...
17. That was 17 that was on. He followed it in.
Yes, I'm sorry. The par 3. Yes, yeah. I'm sorry.
Well, he made it on the par 3.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
A very different...
But no, 16 is a par 3.
16 he made
But
it.
The 17 was the one that the, the moment they said the
yes,
roar.
Yes, sir.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
And I got my fraternity brothers walking in the house, and they're cutting up. It's Sunday, whatever. And I'm like, shut up! You don't get what's in my life. I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah. Does this make me shallow? I don't know. This is one of the most memorable, great moments of my life, is watching the Golden Bear not only tear it up on the back nine, but watching great players fall apart in his wake.
Like it was destiny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They fell apart.
That snap hook by Ballesteros, man, was unbelievable.
Ballesteros had a pretty simple golf shot.
That's right.
He had a 212-yard 3-iron.
Yeah.
And I mean, he missed it by 20 yards.
Yes.
The ball landed in the middle of the lake, not on the edge.
Yes.
Yes.
So, I mean, it was like, who can hit this shot this bad if you're in contention at the moment?
But again,
nobody. It was destiny.
The roars at Augusta have a life of their own.
Yes. Oh, yes.
They have a life of their own.
They're patrons. That's right.
When Tiger won it, okay, and that's back there on this list, and honestly, I thought it should have been higher. And actually, this list may – I don't even know if he's on it. This list may have been put together
prior.
Tiger's last win. But when those roars start happening, man, it will get in your head so quickly. So quickly. But – we'll be talking more and more about the Masters. I'll save it for this third segment, typically.
I went last time you went with Chris, Father
Mark. We had a great time.
Yeah, we had a real good
time. Yeah, drank a few sodas.
Oh, yeah. Thank Chris again for picking up the tab.
Quick story about that one. So your nephew, Paul. Paul gets us invited to Augusta Country Club the Wednesday night. Now, people don't realize Augusta Country Club butts up to Augusta National. Now, this was news to me, and I know a lot about Augusta National. According to my sources, which is Paul Jones, at that time there were only 12 members at Augusta National that are from Augusta, Georgia. Okay? This is not, you got to understand, Augusta National is way bigger than Augusta.
Oh, God. Yeah.
So most of the people at Augusta Country Club have disdain for Augusta National.
Sure, absolutely.
They hate it. Mm-hmm. Because Augusta Country Club has more blue bloods. I'm talking about filthy rich.
Right.
So Paul invites us, and he's kind of warning us. Hey, guys, Paul. He's like, hey, guys, we got to watch our P's and Q's in there. And look, I'm telling you, I've never felt so out of place in my life relative to money.
Yeah.
I was well-dressed, but I'm just telling you, there was more wealthy people with their – what does everybody wear in the summertime? What's the fabric?
Seersucker?
No, the fabric that breathes real well.
Seersucker?
No, the it's an actual fabric. They were all wearing, I'm going to think of it in a second. I can never think of it.
Cotton.
No.
That's the old time.
But they were all, it wrinkles. I got a jacket like that I never wear because it wrinkles so easily.
Wickery?
Okay, we got linen. The great Jeff Boggs always comes through. You just got to tap the hand. You got to bring in the reliever. Linen. There was more linen than you've ever seen
All right.
in your life.
All right.
Okay? And so we had a good time. So we were having a few. Paul drinks his whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
And the only other person I know whose decibel level grows exponentially with every drink more than Paul is my brother Joey.
Yeah, he's quiet to start off with.
Oh, yeah, because Paul's going to talk, then all of a sudden, and then I'm like, I'm looking at Chris, and I'm like, he wanted us to behave? Everything he says, everybody can hear.
Oh, he's like, what?
I mean, but great time. I got to give a shout-out to Buster Bollier. Buster was the guy that got me those tickets. Mm-hmm. And I got to give a shout-out to my wife, because
she let you go.
Well, the two of us were going to go. And look, and I'm sorry. me dragging Tina around Augusta, the hills, the whole deal, not understanding it, not getting it, it wouldn't have been how it should have been. And about a month before, she says, hey, bring somebody. And I was like, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I love you more today than I did yesterday.
You can make a song. Oh, there is a song. Spiral Staircase.
So anyway, Teddy, great talk. We're going to have some more. Because like I said, the countdown on Bayou Sports has begun. Because the Masters, it's just, I'm sorry. Teddy's. We got Masters. Masters, pull over. We got a Masters hat. Why didn't I wear anything Masters today?
You tell us.
Oh, gosh, dog it. Okay. We'll be right back right here at Bayou Sports.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
All right, we're in overtime. Jeff Boggs will be on soon, but I'm realizing now that we ran out of commercials. I lost track. We were having so much fun.
Trent Wheat. No, gotcha. It's Van Wheat.
Van.
I just want to see if you were paying attention, too. I said 38 instead of 28.
Why are you throwing me a curveball like that? I thought we were boys.
Well, it's overtime.
Before we get to that, real quick, 1934 today, Horton Smith wins the first Masters.
Horton Smith.
In 1937, we talk a lot about the Babe. It was revealed that the Quaker Oats Company was paying him
$25,000
a year to endorse their product. A lot of money. The Babe had it going, man.
That was people weren't making that.
This guy was Michael Jordan before Michael Jordan.
True.
Relative to endorsements and whatnot.
Love kids, too.
Yep. 1972. I have a hard time wrapping my brain around this. UCLA, sixth straight NCAA tournament win. I get that in football. It's easier to dominate in football. First of all, because of the way the bowl things work, it's only Final Four now. Now, when football gets to 8 or 16, like to me it should be, we won't see that the same way.
I agree with you, yeah.
Okay? But still, football is the sport itself lends itself to more of a domination-type deal. Basketball, there are so many variables. One guy gets hot. The other guy gets cold. But John Wooden's UCLA, six straight from 67 to 72.
Yeah, and then he skipped a year, then he won the two previous to that in 64 and 63.
I'm going to say two names, though. There's two names.
That's right. I'm ready.
Lou Alcindor and Bill Walton.
Pretty much.
I mean, what he did, he just had back-to-back big men that nobody had an answer for. Athletic big men that could shoot. Kareem, of course, with the sky hook. Bill Walton comes in. And you just had two guys that – it was like having Shaquille O'Neal for 8 years.
Yeah.
Except arguably better. You know, I mean, there's an argument that Kareem was better. Kareem is in the conversation top five all time. Okay.
I mean, he lost two games in college, one to Houston where he had an eye injury, and the other one was their crosstown rival, USC, beat him by a point or two, and those are the only two games he lost. Of course, Walton went 30-0 his first 2 years at an 88-game winning streak and went down in South Bend when they had an 11-point lead with 2 minutes left to go in the game.
Yep. And in 1995, going back to the whole Mike Tyson, he's released from jail. And again, Tyson Holyfield, May 29th. It looks like it's going to happen. Looks like it's going
to
happen.
I'd like to see what the pay-per-view buys are.
All right. 28.
Very weak.
The Masked Superstar. I earlier alluded to the Super Destroyer. He actually tag-teamed up with the Super Destroyer at one time. This gentleman was born in 1947. Was 6'3", 300 pounds.
Yow.
Now, yesterday, Bruiser Brody was 6'8".
I know. He's a big boy.
Yeah, so 6'3", big guy. His adversaries were all guys on my list that have already been listed or will be listed. Wahoo McDaniel, Mr. Wrestling number 2, Stan the Lariat Hansen, Tommy Wildfire Rich, Dirty Dick Murdoch.
That's what I remember.
Dirty Dick, he's way up there. I'm just letting
you
know.
I hear you.
Once teamed up, like I said, for the National Wrestling Alliance Tag Team Championship with Super Destroyer. The first wrestler on record to body slam Andre the Giant. Folks, you know how strong you got to be to body slam Andre the Giant?
I can't imagine.
I don't know if Andre kind of jumped a little to help him.
7'3" or 4" and at 450 pounds.
Oh, my God.
Yow.
They had a great Sports Illustrated also article about Andre the Giant. Talked about the amount of beer that he consumed a day. The guy drank minimum 2 cases of beer a day. They had a picture of him with a 12-ounce beer in his hand, and it looked like an 8-ounce pony.
Oh, you can't fathom that.
And his greatest moment in my life, as much as I'm a wrestling fan, was his acting in The Princess Bride, one of the most iconic movies of all time.
That is correct. I forgot about that. And it was a story. It was a grandpa telling a story.
Oh, yeah. It was Columbo.
Yeah, that's right.
Peter Falk.
Yeah, Peter. That's
Peter
right.
Falk telling
that's
Fred right. Savage the whole story.
That's correct.
Inconceivable.
Yeah.
As you win.
Yeah.
Oh, just the dreaded Pirate Roberts.
Yep.
No, that's what me and Jessica, my daughter, that's. Yeah. That's a go-to right
Princess
there. Our number one go-to is every Christmas Eve, of course, to watch Christmas Story.
Yes.
When we get near Christmas, I'll definitely pay some tribute. The Red Rye. You'll shoot your eye out.
Everybody had one today.
No greater dialogue in the history of film. I'll say it right now than on A Christmas Story. We'll get to that near Christmas time.
Peter Billingsley.
So, again, we went OT today. But if Jeff doesn't mind, we don't mind. And we will be back tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to be, we're going to have fun because these two guys are flat out fun. Dr. Seth Rosenzweig and Chad Arsenault. I'm going to have them on the full time. We're going to discuss all kind of different stuff.
It's 7:45.
7:45. We'll probably go till 8:30. Okay, so we'll go 45 minutes.
Or later.
I promise Chad. Chad's got to get a flight out at a certain time to go see his son, Austin, playing baseball. I believe he's in Kansas. So we're going to talk a lot about sports injuries. If you have any questions, please, if you have a question about your school and sports injuries or different things that are going on relative to concussions, relative to CTS, relative to orthopedic issues, Seth and Chad are very candid guys. And like I said, I'm looking forward to it because we're going to cut up as well. Seth said, what happens when you get together a PT, a coach, and a Jew? He said it, not me. Sounds like a joke. Sounds like a joke. So we are going to have a ball tomorrow talking to those guys. We'll give a little plug for Grittick LLC tomorrow. Talk about what they've got. I do my once-a-week deal with them. But with all that being said,
yeah, the fine sponsors.
Got to thank our sponsors, Iberia Sports and Rehab, along with Louisiana Healthcare, Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor, my main man Eric Hike, my Wednesday guy, Schwing Insurance, the great Armin Schwing, and Chet, who's Chet's son. I know probably is not doing as well with the bracket, but still proud of him. Picked the first out of the first 33, picked 29. Blazing Specialties, go see my man Robert Romero. Additive Solutions, called in earlier, Jace Duga. Cane Row Golf and Kirk Turf Club. Can't wait till this weather clears up so I can go play 18.
Go hack a few.
Quarter Tavern, my man Ty. Ty gave me a number yesterday of an iconic gentleman from New Iberia, Louisiana, that I'll be getting on the show, Arsenault Ford. Again, we talked about the craziness going on at Arsenault Ford right now with the $7,000 off on the Fusion and the $13,000 off on the F-150s. Give them a call over there. Go to arsenalford.com. Got some great deals over there going on right now. Frank Specialty Fitness Equipment. Spring cleaning, you got a loose bolt. You could probably tighten that. But if you can't, or if you got a loose belt, if you've got a problem with your screen, give Frank a call. Go to frankspecialtyfitness.com, and he will hook you up or get you some new stuff. L.A. Classic Roofing, my man Jake Blanchard, the official roofing contractor of Bayou Sports. And Jonas Hebert, Grittick Electrical and General Services. We will see you tomorrow right here, same bat time, same bat channel. Hey, remember, in the words of Buckskin Bill Black, you're never completely dressed until you put on a smile.
Absolutely.